get what you call me out on. I wanna come over. I'm sick of seeing your face on the screen. And we can talk this over. The sober eyes are just what I need. So the weather, whichever's better, never sever, seven more minutes. I better get all the people you count on. I wanna come over. I'm sick of seeing your face on the screen. And we can talk this over. The silver eyes are just what I need. I wanna come over. On the screen, and we can talk this over. The silver eyes are just what I need. You're wrapping me up, so I wanna come over. I'm sick of seeing your face on the screen. And we can talk this over. Your sober eyes are just what I need. I wanna come over. I'm sick of seeing your face on the screen. And we can talk this over. Your sober eyes are just what I need.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner, and I'm live in studio today with a house, a home. I'm not sure. Did everybody else just hear that right now?
Yeah, I did.
I heard it.
Okay. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us. We're super pumped about this.
Awesome. So let's start off with introductions. Tell us who you are, what you're doing in the band.
I'm Kyle. I play drums.
I'm Joel, and I play keyboard, accordion, and guitar.
I'm Brian. I play bass.
I'm Justin. I play guitar.
I'm Tyler, and I play guitar and sing.
Excellent. So, tell me about the history of the band. How long has House of Home been together, and how did you guys get your start?
Okay. House of Home has been together for a year. We recorded our first EP, actually before the band was even formed. It was basically just Kyle and I recording with this guy named Stephen Tracy back last December or November. And we just recorded an EP, wanted to get some music out there, wanted to go by a band name other than Tyler Aiken, which we were doing before. So we recorded an EP, and then we got some people together. We're like, hey, Brian, love for you to play bass. Hey, Joel, we love you, and you're so sexy. And
please, people can hear you.
Are we live?
No, I hope not.
And then, Justin came along over the summer and added a perfect fit. And yeah, that's kind of how we started, and just started playing small shows. And then we started playing at Congress, and that's been our favorite place ever since. So
cool. So how has the sound of the band changed since fleshing out the group with adding the extra members?
I'd say it's gotten a bit more, I don't know, it's had a bit more synth in it. It sounded a bit more like 80s influenced than a country kind of influenced. Yeah. The earlier EP was kind of country influence, and this was more like kind of synth pop.
Yeah. Yeah. When Kyle and I did the first EP, it was like our favorite artist is Ryan Adams. And
not that he's not anymore.
Not that he's not anymore. He still is. But we kind of obviously drew influence from that. And then this latest album, EP, whatever, what have you, we kind of drew from the Smiths, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. Like,
Arcade Fire. Prince.
Prince. I mean, we just added a lot of synths, added a lot of, you know, computer sounds and all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of where it came.
Excellent. So I understand that you recorded this new EP in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
So why Atlanta? What was it that specifically drew you there?
Okay. Well, Atlanta, my friend Stephen Tracy, he moved out to Atlanta to produce at a studio called Glow in the Dark Studios. And I've been a fan of them since I was like 13 or 14 years old because they, at that studio, came bands like Copeland and New Frontiers and Under Oath, you know, back when
As Cities Burn.
As Cities Burn, back when we were, you know, in high school and loved those bands and stuff like that. And that was always kind of a my dream studio. And when he you know, he offered for us to come out there and record, and we were like, yeah, we'll definitely do that. So it was really cool. It was a really great experience. So we went out there in October, and yeah, we stayed there for 2 weeks. We got on a plane, took our stuff. Well, just clothes. We didn't take any instruments or anything. That's all we needed there. And that's the annoying trumpet sound.
We've got all sorts of phantom sounds coming through the studio today, but that's always a little fun. Anyway, I understand that you did a Kickstarter as well to fund the trip out there. So what were, first of all, did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It did.
So it worked really quickly, too.
Oh, wow.
Like, we got a whole bunch of backers. We have a lot of cool people who are our friends and family who supported us, and then
yeah, it doesn't hurt to have family members who are like,
oh yeah,
want to support you big time.
Have money in.
And yeah. Well, and then we offered like prizes and stuff too for giving money.
Oh
so
yeah,
that helped obviously. Yeah.
What was the most creative reward that you had on the Kickstarter?
Didn't we have to clean someone's house.
Oh yeah,
clean which we still haven't
house,
done,
which we still have to do. How money many Moomba? That's coming up. So
just one.
My not looking forward to that.
One house that we have to clean.
My grandparents.
A house or home.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Very appropriate. Well, I know you guys have a lot of music to cram in tonight, so we'll keep talking to the minimum for now. We'll talk a bit later as well. You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is A House, A Home, live in Studio 2A, and they've got a new EP that's coming out this week. The release show is on Wednesday at Congress. We'll talk a bit more about that coming up at the next break, but now more music.
From a far way, highway to your hallway, always from afar. Hey, got a pretty lifting, hips swing like a bee sting, you're the brightest little star. You're the fire on the driest forest, I'm a field, you're a swarm in love. You're the rapture, I'm a loyal servant. You're the feel your swarming locusts. If you're the rapture, I'm a royal servant. If you're the planet, I'm a moon in orbit. If you're the fire, I'm the driest forest. Living here is tough. Living here is tough on me. And I've had enough of living here incomplete. Take the truth of your soul, keep it in the light. You got so upset last night. We know that's not me. You 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 know that's not me. But you know I've had too much to drink.
With a storm on the way. paddle to row. When I washed up on shore, I could think just one thought. All of the years and the love that I sought. Got up and got out with a few words to say. He said, I love you, but I can't seem to shake the pain that I feel from my father's mistake. So long farewell, I hope luck finds you soon. You better cover up, 'cause the storm's coming soon. To shake the pain that I feel from my father's mistakes. So long farewell, I hope luck finds you soon. You better cover up, 'cause the storm's coming soon. Oh, the good-looking girls go out to the city to meet with good-looking boys who make them feel pretty. They'll dress in their best but won't have to look far. It's the girls who don't feel so pretty.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with A House of Home. Thanks again for joining us tonight, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk a bit about the EP release show. Tell me about that.
Okay, the EP release show for Stores of the Frontier is this Wednesday at Club Congress. Doors open at 7. It's all ages. It's $5. And Kaya's playing, Kaya Chesney, and Steph Keppen in the Articles. So we're really pumped about that because they're really awesome. And Kaya's even going to sing on a song with me.
Oh, cool.
For the set. So, yeah, we're really pumped. The guys at Congress are always real cool to us. And we love Dana, the sound guy. We love everybody there, Angelica. Yeah, it's just a really cool place to play, and we're pumped to have it at Congress. So
excellent. So if there's anyone who can't make it out on Wednesday, is there a way that they can listen to the CD online or anywhere else? Will it be in stores in town?
It's available on Bandcamp. You just search House of Home on Bandcamp and you'll be able to find it easily.
Yeah, if you want the direct link, it's a houseofhomemusic.bandcamp.com, and you could buy album there for $5.
Yeah, for $5, which is a steal.
Wait, did you say it's free on Wednesday?
If you come to the show, then you get the digital download for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come to the show and you immediately get the album no matter what, but yeah.
Cool.
So it's quite a deal for $5. You get a show and an album for free.
Were there specific reasons that you reached out to Kaya and to Steph Keppen and the Articles to reach out to open up for you guys?
Yeah, I think that was basically my decision. And yeah, Steph. We've played with Steph a couple times, and she's just awesome. She's so good. Her band's so awesome. They're real cool people too. And we just thought it would be a really good fit for the sound of the EP that we're putting out, the album, whatever. And Kaya, I've just known Kaya for a little while, and
we used to do karaoke together.
Yeah. And and her last album that came out last summer was really, really good. And mm-hmm. and you know, I just thought those two bands, and plus I love like girl singers, girl bands.
Yeah.
So,
that's where it's at.
Right, yeah. All right. Just
speaking of
sweet dude,
Kaya actually did vocals on that
Hole in the Floor.
The song that we couldn't really get the piano to work very well.
I'm just looking over at Kyle. Kyle's like making me laugh the whole time playing songs.
Wasn't my fault.
Now, speaking of karaoke, Kyle, last November or December, something like that. I remember a night at karaoke, actually, maybe when you were too far gone to remember anything. You told me that you were looking for a synth player for a project. Was this that project?
I think it was, actually. Yeah, sorry, Joel, but that was. No, I totally remember that. And yeah, you were that person, because I saw you play with your brother's band and stuff, and I was like, he's the man on synth and stuff like that. So,
well, it could have been me. I missed out. If I'd known it was going to be this good, maybe
please,
I would have said.
Yeah. Well, I actually started off playing guitar, and then I was in the East Coast over the summer, and then Justin started picking up the guitar as well. I was gone, then I came back, and
there's always been this bitter rivalry.
Right. Dueling solos.
Well, yeah.
And the new album too. Like when we left to go out to Atlanta, I don't know if we really had intention to have so many like crazy synth parts and stuff like that. Yeah. So when like we came back, we're like, Joel, we need you to play keyboard, and he just kind of learned it and figured it out.
They were like, you want to play keys? And I said, sure.
Like, do you know how?
No.
Like, I will know how.
I'll figure it out.
So how long is the last set that you want to play here? I want to make sure we have enough time.
I mean, Brian, how many songs is it?
Four fast songs.
Four fast songs.
Okay.
Looks like we got enough time.
Really okay.
Fast. Think so?
Yeah. Fast, so if you want, we can get into that now, so you've got enough time to finish all of it. want to thank you again for coming down. Remind everybody that the EP release show is going to be on Wednesday. And also, if you like this performance right now, you can listen to it on the Locals Only blog. We'll have that up in a couple of days. You can stream a podcast of it. So
cool.
Thanks again to A House of Home. The Hub is coming up at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned in right here to 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
What's the next one?
Recovery.
Okay.
Take your time.
I'll take my sweet time. That's it. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Your heart be close. They put me on some pills, you know. Every day a different shade of gray. If happiness is just a choice, then why can't I feel like I have a voice? Ooh. I come to the place where I know things aren't gonna be the way they were. So I take you as you are, for better or worse. Let's celebrate our recovery. Just wishing you would say, it's alright, we're okay. You never leave my thoughts, you never leave my mind.
Next one's for Rachel McAdams.
What?
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams. Is she in The Notebook?
The Notebook. Well, yeah.
Okay.
They were left there by you.
Hey.
This next one's from Megan Fox. I mean, it's just all come.
It's called Ghost
Who's
Cat.
Who's that? Ghost Rider
sequel. This is a tribute to the sequel of Ghost Rider.
The last song was Kyle's version of a boy band song.
I do my best.
Song for the night. It's the first song off of our new recording. It's called Different Shades of Black and White.
All my days, if I knew what you needed.